Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, here it is, just for the record, live chat friends. This is YouTube. This is not us. It's not the radio. It's not those that listen on phone. This is YouTube, messing with our content. They do it to Tim's morning show, and they're doing it to our afternoon show. We get violation strikes from them constantly because of the issues that we talk about, more so Tim than myself. Tim does the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And so I'm just making clear that this is not us, and thank you again for all the help, all of you, that are trying to figure out as to what's going on here. This technical issue is definitely YouTube. There's no question about it. And I'm going to hold on to the audio because you need to hear this audio. If I have to get to it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever the case is, I'm more encouraged when people do this, though I'm frustrated with them. The fact of the matter is, again, we need to understand that judgment guards our liberty. And if we're going to allow these people to censor free speech, then we deserve what we've got coming. And I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on here in any sense of the word. So let's do this. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to kind of throw this in there, too. You just seen what happened over in Australia, right? The woman on Facebook basically exposing the whole fraud for what it is over there. And what do? They come to her house and they arrest her? Folks, you need to understand. This is they're testing these smaller countries to see what they can get away with. And I want to tell you, again, you already know who the bad guys are. It's not like you need to be told who they are again for 15, 20, 30, 40 years like the Clintons and wonder why they're still in power if you do nothing about the issues. But we already know who the bad guys are. They need to be lawfully dealt with, okay, just for the record. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump over to this because this is something I just wrote this morning, and it's insane. It's insanity. Again, it's the unthinkable. People need to understand that those that think that they're above the law, they do the unthinkable. And you need to understand they operate through the unthinkable. And you need to understand that they're not like me and you. They do the unthinkable because that's how they live their lives. Because, again, they believe that they're above the law. Now, I want to say this for this very purpose. It was just reported. Just this week, friends. And again, you can't even make it up. September 5th, today. French pedophile faces death by firing squad in Indonesia for molesting 300 children and beating those who refuse to have sex with him. Okay? He faces a death squad. A firing squad in Indonesia. Okay? But in California, they just passed a bill to reduce penalties for sex with willing children, which all coincides with what we're dealing with concerning big tech companies. They're subversive to American government. Okay, you all know North American Man Boy Love Association. Their little slogan is "Sex before eight, before it's too late." Right? You all know that those are the little poster boards that they're carrying around during gay pride parades in America. And I want you to remember, friends, just this last week, I was on Dr. June Knight's radio program. And while doing her program, keep in mind who she is. She was a correspondent at the White House. And she told me that nobody advocates the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, more than Donald Trump. Now, this is online. You can find it. Nobody can hide this. And all of you Trump worshippers, you all the well know what I'm telling you is true. Because he's not hidden this at all. But I want you to hear this, because what she told me is something I've told my listeners a million times. A million times. If you judge him by his fruit, Donald Trump, you'll see that he does the opposite of what he says. She said this to me. I just met her a couple days ago. She wanted me to be on her radio show. I was on her radio show, and she said during the show that he's a globalist. I said, I know he's a globalist. And I said, I also realize that Donald Trump, what he says and what he does are two different stories. She said, that's right, honey. She said, red flag laws. He's stripping the American people of their Second Amendment. She said she's seen the hundreds of millions of dollars going into Planned Parenthood. She said he goes out in front of the people, tells them what they want to hear, and then goes behind closed doors and does just the exact opposite. Of course. Hey, folks, for those that are still under some deception or delusion that America's being made great again, if you look to the fruit, just the opposite is true. Okay, so if you want clarity of mind, get back to the things of the Lord. Read Daniel 9:7. Okay? I want to tell you, too, confusion is not of God. It's of the enemy. And this is all confusion by design. But Dr. June Knight said she was aware of the money to Planned Parenthood. She was aware of the red flag laws. She's aware of the sodomite agenda. She was a part of the administration in Washington, D.C., and she said, I could no longer support that. She had to leave. Folks, I just want to tell you how accurate the anointing is in this ministry. The anointing that abides in us teaches us all things. And we need no man teach us anything, because we trust in the Lord to guide us as to where we should go. And I know I'm right anyways. Why? Because, again, if I go outside and I look at the fruit on a tree, I can tell you exactly what kind of a tree it is. It's an apple tree, an orange tree, whatever the case might be. We judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. But I want you to understand, friends, that today what's happening, Donald Trump's administration, like that of George W. Bush, I could tell you another story. Had an individual that was fighting the whole gay marriage initiative, which has never been in the history of mankind, back in the early 2000s. Bishop Harry Jackson came out to my place. And he was the one that was fighting it all on his own. But keep in mind, he also had access to meetings with George W. Bush. And when he got here into Minnesota, I had showed him a handwritten letter, or a letter written, I'm sorry, signed and sealed by President George Bush, who played the Christian president in front of the American people. But behind closed doors, he was encouraging the gay communities to keep doing what they were doing. And I showed him that, and he said to me, he goes, I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong. Well, if you're reading the Word and you're judging men by their fruit, it's not difficult to make distinction. So, folks, you need to understand, when this whole gay agenda came out, you need to keep in mind all of those Christian presidents that told you that they were Christians. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They were doing just the exact opposite, just like this current administration is. Okay? And I'm also here to tell you again, America is not being made great again, folks. Our children are being made a prey in a big way. And again, this administration is advocating the sodomite agenda. He's even going so far as to attempt to decriminalize the penalties concerning sodomy on a global scale. Well, the question we should all be asking ourselves is, why is it illegal in the first place? Well, that's the question that I'm going to answer when we come back on the other side of this break. Okay? Well, pedophile faces death by firing squad in Indonesia for molesting children in France. California just passed a bill to reduce penalties for sex with willing children. This is your government. This is this administration, friends. Okay? And quit pretending it to be otherwise. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, faithfuls. I appreciate you guys over there. Thank you for attempting to help us out through these technical issues. But again, I know it's YouTube at this point. Wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies of the mainstream media. On the right side of that page is YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com, front page, top left. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about, while pedophile faces death by firing squad for molesting children in France, California just passed a bill to reduce penalties for sex with willing children. Now, keep in mind, North American Man Boy Love Association, their slogan is, sex before 8, before it's too late. You heard me right. Okay? You know, what begs the question here, with all that's going on in the world today, especially in our country right now, one might consider asking the question as to why it is our said representatives have so much time on their hands to take the time and to decriminalize those who mean to prey upon children, because it meets their end aim. This is, folks, through all the distractions going on, you notice how no one's hearing anything about the Muslims anymore? See, it's the topic of the day. They keep people distracted through smoke and mirrors, through the actors, the clowns in the circus of politics. You know them as your said representatives. The good ones are in trouble, but there's very few of those. Okay? How is it that they have so much time on their hands to take the time and decriminalize those who mean to prey upon our children? Read Luke 17, too. It's just, it's an area that you don't go. But they're daring the justice. So are those that are accomplices to the crimes. Well, people will say, well, Bradley, this is just incredible. But wait again. Just wait a minute. Think. We live in a country that gives a pass to those who sanction the murder of children. Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But the American people have succumbed to being desensitized to normalize the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. So this should come as no surprise. I'm going to get to some substantive content in just a moment here, friends. It should come as no surprise that it's happening in this country because, you know, how backwards has America become upside down on its head? And it's time we turn it right side up. Now, I want to go back to about 2005 when I was doing high school assemblies. When the sodomites began to attack my ministry, read Matthew 5:10, when we were defending children from them in the early 2000s, again, that's when George Bush was pushing forth the agenda behind the backs of his supporters, right? I remember being called every name in the book of the reprobates, Romans 1:28. They called me such names as bigot and hater, so on and so forth. I had death threats to the ministry, bomb threats. They were going to blow up my ministry. They were going to kill me. They took my house. They put it up online. They put the physical address to my house up online. Of course, the authorities, as they like to be called, did absolutely nothing about it. But if I suggested anything in magnifying the law against the crime, which I stand by 100%, because it's a felony in every state, all of a sudden there's the mainstream media to try to browbeat me into submission. Fools for their pains, aren't they? Yep, they are. But they called me names. As a matter of fact, when I told them their end aim was children, you know what they called me? I was a liar. I want to tell you this too, friends. A lot of my opposition didn't come from just the mainstream media. I expected it from them. But I had Minnesota Family Council in the state of Minnesota. Folks, they're pathetic. They're a joke. They are an absolute joke. But we had the president on the radio. This is 14, 15 years ago. We were talking about gay marriage during that time. And he said, that will never happen here. No, never happened here. How's that working out for you, Goofy? Huh? You know what I did? My ministry wrote a letter, a one-page letter, concerning the state law, the state statute, and the crimes that were being committed against our children to every school in the state of Minnesota. We sent a letter to every school in the state of Minnesota. And boy, oh boy, it's as if somebody was monitoring everything I was doing because the intensity and the attacks that my ministry endured were second to none. Criminal from A to Z. Again, emails sent to my inbox. You couldn't respond to them. They just mysteriously got through. We got a tour bus, right? Bus rolls over, kills all aboard. Flying over the top of where I'm preaching in some sort of helicopter outfit to try to intimidate us to be submissive to their order, which will never, ever happen in a million years by the grace of God. I'm blood bought. But I was crazy when I said it was about the kids. Oh, Bradley, come on, what are you doing? And then when we went after MSNBC for their whole fiasco that they created, attacking my ministry, putting words into my mouth, omitting a minute from my radio program, saying I was calling for the execution of gays, which I was not. I was preaching the word of God to them because the hirelings in the pulpits, John 10:12, failed to do so, right? Yeah, I was calling for their execution. No, the Muslims are calling for their execution. And yet the Muslims and the homosexuals are both being used today as a political battering ram with the tails of the foxes being tied together. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. So the homosexuals are giving aid to those that mean to execute them. I didn't say it. They did. just for the record. But going back to when I said it was about the children, I was crazy. I said that's all you have to do is go to Canada to understand what's going on in America, what they mean to implement in America. Because the first thing they did over in Canada is they had to get God out of the preamble because he was the rock of offense. He was the stone of stumbling. Because it didn't go along with their reprobate minds, their distorted minds, their devilish minds. So what did they do? They gave power over to human rights organizations who began to attack churches that wouldn't marry men and wouldn't marry women one with another, which has never been in the history of mankind. And then the second thing they did is they began to attack homeschoolers over there in Canada and saying, you can't teach your kids. You listen carefully. That government said you can't teach your kids that it's a felony or it's an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 31 other references condemning what governments mean to advocate today. Right? They said the homosexual... The small population of homosexuals was allowed to go after homeschoolers and tell them, you can't teach your kids that anymore in Canada. And the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old. I remember bringing all this up on the radio on Salem Communications for 13 years. I was crazy. Bradley, stop the hate. Stop the bigotry. No, it's about our kids. I know it's about our kids. What did the homosexual communities do? He's lying. Bradley Dean is lying. It's not about the kids at all. It's always been about the kids, America. And now just think about this. Their parents, because they've drank the Kool-Aid, they now allow them into kinder care, preschool, indoctrinating them that it's okay to have two daddies and two mommies in America. Right? So this should come as no surprise. Of course it's happening in the elementary school. Of course it's happening in high schools today. All illegally. All stands in stark contrast to American government. It's a felony in every state. But the parents just want to show some sympathy to those that mean to perpetuate the crimes against their own children. Oh, Bradley, that is just extreme, really? You hear the commercials from Boy Scouts now, friends? Which, by the way, I warned of that a long time ago. Remember how they wanted to go in there and say that we can do whatever we want, and Boy Scouts, you can be gay, this, that, and the other thing? And I told you the crimes that were going to ensue if you allow this, if you give it a pass, and sure enough, look what they're doing. They're trying to settle out with victims of homosexual sodomites in America. Yeah. Yeah, Bradley, I'm lying to everybody. I have nothing better to do with my time than to try to create people and create a stir concerning those that hate the truth. Hey, folks, love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. Jesus Christ came into the world to set men free from their sin, Matthew 1:21, not in their sin. So let's get it straight. Just wanted to make sure. But Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because you're telling the world the truth. Read John 7:7 when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here is why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Congress to authorize the release of $300 billion in previously approved stimulus money.
I would be willing to release it subject to Congress and use that as stimulus money, and it would go right to the American people.
President Trump also saying in his Friday press conference that the money would not go to illegal immigrants. The wait is finally over for horse racing fans as the 146th Kentucky Derby set to take place today in Louisville, Kentucky. No fans will be in attendance, and trainer Tom Amos tells Fox News it just won't be the same.
Derby every year has over 100,000 people attending, and in a big race like that, everyone is out on the balcony watching the race. All the fans cheering just for her, for a trainer that's so special.
Post time for the Derby set for 7:02 Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News. AARP finances its operations by overcharging members for healthcare policies through its billion-dollar relationship with United Health Group. That's according to a new public policy report. Despite its nonprofit status, AARP's profits have been increasing for years, largely due to the organization's practices of marketing its products and services. That's according to a new report published by the public policy think tank American Commitment. AARP reported a profit of $246 million in 2018. The study also found that membership dues were only 18% of AARP's revenue in 2018. 57% of ARP's revenue from 2018 came from royalty fees. The National Weather Service issuing an excessive heat warning for parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada over the Labor Day weekend. Temperatures could be as high as 120 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We'll give this a shake. Radio listeners are hearing everything just fine. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Cody. Is Cody there? Is Cody not there?
Sorry about that, Bradley. I'm a mute. I apologize.
Okay. There you go. I got everybody trying to figure out what's going on with YouTube right now. I'm thinking, okay, do we got something going on with the phone lines? But go ahead, Cody.
Well, I had an interesting day. I headed over to the Jefferson Square Park in Louisville and held up my End the Fed, Federal Reserve signs, and it was kind of interesting, some of the reaction. A lot of people were all about it. The black folks probably felt like I was, distracting from their message. But anyway, it was interesting. Probably about 500 of the 3% militia showed up. The black militia, I think they were down at Churchill Downs. I thought they were going to march and face off, but they ended up not. But tensions got a little hot there. I want to thank you for all your preaching that you do, reminding me that all nations are one blood. And
amen.
I got on the loudspeaker, tried to remind everybody of that. I said, all you so-called Christians out there need to remember all nations are one blood. Start to calm down a little bit. But for all the black Americans listening out there, you really need to keep all the high and drug addict, instigators, on the black side from, people that are totally irrational and don't want to have a conversation. They make the whole movement look pretty bad.
Yeah, well,
they're mad at me when I'm...
You know what's interesting about that, Cody, is you got to understand the media hires these people. They're subversives. They're useful idiots that are hired to do what they do. And they hire these useful idiots. And what they do is they tell the media to follow these people around. Because, again, it all goes back to what they mean to do. They want the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I found that with every demographic of people that I deal with, they always send out the radicals. And I don't know why it's my call in life, Cody, but it is. But I figure, listen, if this is the degree that they're going to go or try to take it, then I'm going to meet them on their terms. And I'm defending who we are by enforcing the law against their crimes. And you'll see over and over and over again, they always use the radicals because they want to bring it to a new low. That's what it's always about. Yeah, yeah. They always send the radicals. And they don't want rational people out there. They don't want people out there thinking. They want the useful idiots out there. They want the people that will say the stupid things that will take it to another level so they can attempt to criminalize those that are standing against it. And that's really, at the end of the day, what it's all about.
Well, and I had to remind you that the learned elder Zion says that we will keep them fighting of things of little importance. Now, obviously, people, black folks being killed is not of little importance, but that's kind of the same thought. They just want to keep us fighting rather than what you were just preaching about this last hour about, all the corrupt politicians, pedophile politicians. This is the problem. I don't see how we're going to clean this thing up without a civil war, because people that, I think you said it yesterday or somebody was saying it, these people have committed so many crimes that they're just continue to make bigger crimes to cover up their other crimes. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. All these so-called patriots, a lot of them came up and shook my hand. Some of them appreciate. A lot of them, for some reason, they didn't, or the tensions were high, and they didn't have time to really think about, the message. But I said, we need to get these common law juries back, get the sheriffs back on board. Because you need to be mad. I told them, you need to be mad at the corrupt prosecutors. I'll tell you a really interesting story.
That's what it's about, though, Cody. Let me interject this. That's exactly what it's about. See, these people that think that they're having their way right now, I'm talking about these counterfeit fiend representatives that are trying to push forth such things as pedophilia, they don't realize that the people that are telling them and paying them to do the things that they're doing, they don't realize that they're being used as well. Because once they get their way, they're the first ones to be thrown up against the wall and shot if they know anything about history. And that's what people need to understand. These people are just being used to advocate for what the powers that are tolerated mean to advocate, at least for the time being. And it has to be... It has to be dealt with. The representatives have to be dealt with. When the representatives are dealt with, it shuts the door on all of these special interest groups. And this is why we see all this major voter fraud going on in the country as well. Because a lot of times, and you see this all the time, Cody, why is it Pelosi still in office? Why is it that Schumer's still in office? Or why is it that this person's still in office? Because they're all bought and paid for. In America, you still haven't dealt with those that are committing the act of voter fraud. Yeah. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting, said Stalin, and we need to get this straight. But I'll give you the last minute. I got two phone calls on the backside here.
Okay, really, really quick story that I had never thought of. A gentleman on another radio show mentioned it, talking to a police officer about the civil asset forfeiture. I had not considered that that is why they want to release these drug dealers again, so they can catch them again, get their money, take their cars. So that is some unintended consequences of the corruption. I never even thought of that. This is one reason we can't have the civil asset forfeiture, because they're using it to release these guys again to get their money again. It's unbelievable. I never realized that.
Yeah, just keep in mind, they're trying to create domestic insurrection, and they've been doing this for a long time. But when the American people drink the Kool-Aid and suggest that you can't go to church, but it's okay for the government to release tens of thousands of felons and criminals back onto the streets again, I think that should tell you as to who you're dealing with. And at that point, you haven't figured it out yet. How do you help people that don't help themselves, Cody? You can't. You just really can't.
People just, they don't want to believe they're of the devil. They think that the devil doesn't exist, and that's Well, I really appreciate all your preaching there, Bradley. Thank you very much, brother. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. We got Dan in Ohio talking about the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. What say you, Dan?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing today? Great show.
I'm really frustrated, but I'm doing good. Thank you.
I know. It's frustrating. I met up with a couple guys at a church men's group a couple nights ago, and they're like, oh, you know, we thank God we got a man of God in Trump, and, you know, wait a minute. And I said, can I show you something? So I don't know if you saw, there was a video circulating, and Trump said, I stand with it, that I am the most pro-LGBT, pro-gay president of all time. And he goes, yes, I am.
Yep.
And I showed my friends that, and I said, you know, I said, you could use that as a poster child for Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, here you got the president of the United States taking a beautiful sign from God. He was holding the flag, the LGBT flag. And I said, he's holding the most beautiful thing that God told us, that he would never flood the earth again. And they've turned it into what destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, he's better than Biden. I'm not going to vote for a president who pushes a vaccine that has not even gone to animal trials. And you're going to vote for this man?
Yep.
He's not going to push it. He's not going to push it. I said, I said, he told us we would be back in church by Easter.
Yep. You know, I want to say this too. You know what people get caught up on is, the Lord promised, and that flag was a covenant. It was a sign of peace, the rainbow. But people need to understand, that's right. There's not going to be another flood. But the next time it happens, it's going to be all burned up. So we need to get that into perspective. 2 Peter 3:10. When you get a moment, read that. But no, I just wanted to add that so people would have clarity to understand that it's not like God's still not the judge. No, it's just more severe now. And most people think just the exact opposite. They don't understand that grace is more intensified than law. Like for example, the law says, "Thou shall the soul that sins." It shall die, right? I mean, that's what Scripture tells us. It tells us the same thing in Romans 6:23, right? The end of sin is death. But if you also go back and you look at the Old Testament, it says if you commit adultery, listen, this is what the law says. But if you and Jesus said in grace in Matthew 5, he said, even if you look, you've already committed the act of adultery. And it's the same thing with killing. The law said, if thou shalt kill, this is what the consequence is. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause. And then he comes in and he says, you're going to be accountable for every idle thought and every idle word. So he intensifies it in grace. People think that there's a more of a leniency, but those are the people that have taken in the modern gospel because they're using the grace of God as lasciviousness, not understanding it's backwards to the way that they think in their reprobate mind. Christ is the standard. The risen Christ is the standard, not fallen man, not the hirelings, not the reprobates preaching from the pulpits today telling you it's okay to do whatever you want to do, you're still going to heaven. It's just not true. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there's few that find it. Just wanted to add that. But go ahead, Dan.
And, well, also, this thing with masks, you know, I mean, you know, Trump does everything by proxy. He says, oh, I'm not going to do this. Like, he says he stands with hydroxychloroquine, and when those doctors came out there on the doorsteps of the White House, that same night he's pushing a vaccine. He tweets out the CDC numbers that only 9,000 died from COVID, but yet that same night he's out there pushing the vaccine.
That's
so
right.
He's telling you one thing, and he does another. And, you know, I got to say this, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she goes out and gets stuff done when other people can't get it done without a mask. And then the Republican National Convention, when they have it in D.C., you got 1,500 people without masks. And here in the state of Ohio, we have a Republican governor who's bankrupting the state with all these mask mandates. Yep. They're telling you that, hey, you need to wear a mask, but, hey, look at us. We're not wearing them. I'm not wearing a mask, and I've never wore a mask. And, I have people tell me, well, Romans 13, I said, no, the Bill of Rights and Constitution says I don't have to wear that.
That's right. Well, go back to that Romans 13. Tell them to read Romans 12:21, because when you read Romans 12:21, you can see it precedes Romans 13, and it puts it into perspective, the church is called to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And nowhere in Scripture can you find, my friend, that we're to submit to tyranny, nowhere in Scripture whatsoever. Got a hard break. Thank you for the call, my friend from Ohio. Totally appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, what we're doing right now, friends, is we're talking about pedophile faces death by firing squad for molesting children in France. But in California, they passed a bill to reduce penalties for sex with willing children. Whoa, this is insanity. I'm going to take one more phone call. Chris from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, as far as the pedophiles go, I mean, they're blatantly just, like, throwing in the Christian's face. It's all been about breaking down the church, demoralizing the church, because if you look back at church, the church used to have an actual voice in government, in politics, but they've twisted it now to where the church is afraid to speak out because you'll be labeled, they'll remove your tax status. It's basically just enfranchised them. And it's just, but the thing is I know a lot of people that are just like, you know, if we just get Trump in there, everything's going to be okay. Yep. You know, it's going to be fine. I'm like, well, no, it's because it's the difference between either voting for Trump and riding a bicycle off a cliff or Joe Biden and just jumping in the car going full speed.
Yeah, just forget about
either way.
Yeah, Chris, just forget about the 1,162 other candidates running for the office of the President of the United States of America. And if that doesn't tell you how controlled the media is, nothing will. But you know what? I wanted to go back to something you said. The church now is Donald Trump. He's now the standard for the church because he has the evangelicals on board believing that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ in so many different ways. Well, Bradley, that's blasphemy. Wait a second. You're supporting an administration that is advocating what God condemns clearly. Read 2 Chronicles 19:10. He supports what God condemns, but you're supporting him because you believe he's God's man. Who's lying? Is it the Lord or is it man? And the fact of the matter is their support going to Donald Trump shows you who they serve. There is no in-between. No matter how many times we've been warned, Chris, about not being deceived and how to judge men by their fruit and how you look at them and, again, judge them by their works, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, 15, it all goes for naught. They still think he's God's man. He is God's man. Just like John Calvin rightly said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And it's exactly what we're seeing in this country today because what he says and what he does are two different stories.
If you look back, look at what Israel did before. They begged and begged and begged God for a king over them. They wanted to have a king over them like everybody else. And it's the same way. I looked the other day, and you know Trump has a commemorative coin out, and I'm like, oh, that's really neat. Well, how the hell did he mint it whenever the mint slows down? And then you know you type in Trump coin on Google, and it pops up a Trump-based cryptocurrency system.
Yep.
If he didn't have the lack of faith in the dollar losing its value, he never would have done that.
That's right.
He would have said, no, we're going to bring the dollar back.
Of course not. And by the way, if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, this is exactly what Chris is talking about right now, friends. And you can also go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 6, because what you see government today doing is a counterfeit to what they're supposed to be establishing. This is criminal, and it's been criminal since 1913, this we all know, but I just wanted to highlight it.
This stock market game, it's artificial. What they're doing is they're trying to put everybody's confidence into the stock market while they siphon the rest of the money off, and then they're going to come out with the truth and say, hey, look, sorry, you ain't got no money. You should have invested.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, my friend, also consider the insider trading who's, you know, pushing these messages for the people to basically take the bait. And then what happens? They become rich. We become poor. And until the American people learn the lesson, you know what? This is going to continue on. Where are you at, Chris, by the way, in Texas?
I'm in Belton.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, listen, I appreciate the phone call. I got about 5 minutes to finish this message. So, again, thank you for the call. I hope to hear from you again, and thank you for your input.
One last thing.
Sure.
Do you have an email address that I can send you something? Because I've been trying to draft a petition that I hope is going to put an end to all this shit.
Go to Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you'll find information, contact right there, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. I got to get over to this, friends, because I want to give you the information concerning the pedophile that's facing death by firing squad for molesting children in France. It was just reported by the Daily Mail. A French pedophile faces death by firing squad in Indonesia for molesting 300 children and beating those who refused to have sex with him. A French man could be executed by a firing squad in Indonesia after being accused of molesting more than 300 children and beating those, again, who refused to have sex with them. Police said that they arrested Hesnor, Francisco, Abello, Camille, 65 last month at a hotel in Indonesia. Capital, Jakarta, put everybody's hat on, right? Jakarta is what it sounds like, okay? Where they discovered two underage kids in his room. This individual faces death by firing squad or life in prison if convicted on the raft of charges, including accusations that he filmed the illicit encounters under the child protection laws in that country. Okay? But only in America, we're not only the representatives of special interest group, but also the accomplices that give these criminals a pass in daring the justice of God. Read Jude 1:7. Do these people want to normalize the unthinkable? Yes, they do. We have the sodomite Scott Weiner advocating a criminal act out of San Francisco. And by the way, it's interesting to notice Hollywood's pedophiles are beginning to be called out for their crimes against children. These fiend counterfeit representatives of the people are calling forth the normalization of crimes against children. Pay attention to how they play this game. Pro wrestling, friends. Read Exodus 22:22-24. Pamela Geller, recently, a contributor from the Sons of Liberty Media, wrote, California lawmakers passed a bill Monday that would reduce penalties for adults who have oral or anal sex with willing minor child, is what it says, if the sex offender is within 10 years of the age of the victim. According to SB 145, the legislation would exempt from mandatory registration as a sex offender a person convicted of certain offenses involving minors if the person is not more than 10 years older than the minor and if that offense is the only one requiring the person to register. The measure would allow a judge to decide if an adult who engages in oral or anal sex with a child must register as a sex offender if that person is within 10 years of the age of the victim. Folks, they said it twice. I guess men need to be told things twice. Right? So while they're putting pedophiles in front of firing squads in other countries, your said representatives, these fiend sodomites, are trying to normalize. Well, I want to say this in end. Say what you will concerning the acts of these pedophiles. We know what they're trying to do. We've seen it for 15 to 20 years. We've known this since 1987. Michael Swift told us through the Homosexual Manifesto, and it was all aimed at children. And this is in the congressional record. Folks, which means a lot of those that are advocating the normalization of sex between children and men are your said representatives. Because they know what this is all about. But you can go ahead and say what you will to all of this concerning the acts of these individuals. But you can rest assured of one thing. God-fearing daddies and God-fearing mommies in this country, I don't care what any judge says. If it counters the law that he's to reference, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1, daddies and mommies don't care what you have to say. And neither do I. Because we're not going to put up with it. I'm sick and tired of watching our children being made a prey through abortion, through sodomy. And I'll tell you what, it is a direction that you don't want to go. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones, cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones, but they mean to do the unthinkable. I want to tell you this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And if you want to stand back and dare the justice of God by being an accomplice, you're all on your own. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're not going to stand back. We're not going to watch this happen. And neither are God-fearing daddies and mommies, regardless of what corruption has to say. Amen. Hey, folks, that's where things are at today. That's where things are at. And remember, men follow courage, not titles. Follow the Christ. Here will come the courage. Proverbs 28, verse 1.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite. Gendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.